You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and our next contestant is on the line. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hello, this is Carrie McKenzie calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hello, Carrie. Now, you have a nickname. I'm told you're called Old Lady of Wireless in Milwaukee. Can you explain to me what that is about?
I have actually been in the wireless, or as we used to call it, cell phone industry, since back in the days when they were physically installed into your car.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to rotary dials, not having voicemail. Oh, my God, it couldn't text. I was about, you know, 8 or 9 when I started.
Nice. I guess, yeah, you were just a prodigy. You were a wireless prodigy.
Yes.
Well, this game is called Color Me Bad, because many of us, probably like you, learned the word Sienna from our Crayola boxes. Are you there, Carrie? Yeah. And also,
I like that color.
Yeah, I like that color, too. We also thank them for finally realizing that not everyone's flesh is colored peach. But Crayola still likes to pick some oddball names for their crayons. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 3 names, and you have to tell me which one is the actual real Crayola crayon. And some of these are retired colors, and some of them are still around.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Let's give this a shot.
Let's go. From the comfort food division, we have fried chicken, meatloaf, or macaroni and cheese. Which one's the real crayon color?
Well, they all sound very, very tasty. Well, it's Wisconsin, so macaroni and cheese.
Yes, that is correct. Woo-hoo. From the insect division, we have inchworm, dragonfly, or silverfish. So fun thinking about that. Which one is the real color?
Inchworm, dragonfly. That's kind of, I mean, they're both cool. Dragonfly is considerably prettier, but they come in a variety of colors. So I'm going to go with inchworm because they're usually that pretty green.
Yeah, exactly. The green of inchworm.
Yes.
From the sci-fi division, we have Red Alert, Outer Space, or Rusty Robot.
Rusty Robot just sounds really sad.
It is sad.
You know, it'd be kind of like Rusty Tin Man, but I don't think they have oil in space. And, you know, in space, can anyone hear your hinges creaking?
I don't know. If there's no oil in space, it sounds like there's also no war.
Yeah, well, it could be that. Then, let's see what we got. Outer Space?
Outer Space or Red Alert?
I'm going to go with Red Alert because Outer Space would have to be sparkly, and I don't know if they're doing sparkly crayons in the regular package.
I would agree with you, but the true color is Outer Space, and it's just black.
Oh,
it's just black. They tried a couple of different. They were like, we'll call it Your Soul. People were like,
I know some people that would have fit.
You're talking to one. Okay.
I don't know. I've read your book. I don't think so.
Oh, thank you. All right, back to being my favorite contestant of all time. This is your last question. From the tongue twister division, we have Fuzzy Wuzzy, She Sells Seashells, or Pickled Pepper.
Fuzzy Wuzzy, She Sells Seashells?
Yeah, or Pickled Pepper. Which one's the real color?
Fuzzy Wuzzy, that's a naked bear. I don't know what color a naked bear is.
I'm pretty sure they're all naked. I don't know how to tell you this.
Right. I don't know what's under that. You know what I'm saying?
Do the bears in Wisconsin have shorts?
Only in the winter.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's nice.
Okay. I'm going to go, like, totally out on a limb here. I love that poem, Fuzzy Wuzzy Was a Bear.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Fuzzy Wuzzy is correct. It's a brown. Yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Carrie, you did amazing. We are going to send you a prize. Congratulations. We are sending you a limited edition Ask Me Another's Rubik's Cube for getting a huge amount of our questions right. Congratulations.
That is awesome.
If you think you know the difference between blue-green and green-blue, you should be a contestant on our show. Just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org. We'll send you a contestant quiz, and who knows, you might be able to win a box of 64 crayons with a built-in sharpener.